All right. We'll give a little injury update. Thomas going to try to do something today to see what he can do. Lilja will also try to do something to see what he can do. Dexter, he did a little bit yesterday, and so we'll see if he can continue doing that today. Kendrick is going to go through walkthrough, and then I don't know if he's going to practice or not. And Albert go through walkthrough, and I don't know if he's going to practice or not. So that's where we are with the injuries, and so we're just trying to get ready to play on Sunday.
All these five guys, do any of them need to practice today to be able to play Sunday, or could you have a Brandon Albert, could he sit out and still play for you on Sunday?
Well, I think with his back, I need to see a little bit, because backs are fickle. So I would like to see that he can do something before saying that he can go play at the position he's playing.
Any of those other guys? Tomba?
Well, if Tomba can do a little something today, I feel better about that as well. I mean, I would feel better about all of them doing something, because now I know that they're making progress and can do something. Probably Lilja would be the guy who might not have to show a tremendous amount. Last week he didn't practice, and then he did a little something on Friday, and then he played in the game on Sunday. So he has shown me, that he can get it done with a little bit. So he would be the one.
Romeo Carolina comes in here, a lot of general manager and coaching uncertainty, and Chiefs so kind of having a historically down season, and there's a lot of clamoring for change here. How do you deal with that? How do you handle that with your coaches and your team, with people flying banners and just?
Well, the only thing that I can control is what I can control, and that's trying to get the team ready to play on Sunday, day-to-day, and try to get them ready for the game. And I think all coaches are like that. We can't worry about who's flying banners or what other people think. You can't please all the people all the time, So what you have to do is you have to try to do your job the best you can do it, and hopefully on Sunday you can come out with a victory.
Coaches, I mean, they always start worrying about calling moving van and kids in schools, and I mean, when do you start thinking?
Well, as long as you got a job, you don't have to worry about that. Okay, if something changes, then you start worrying about that.
You guys kind of coaching for your careers right now these last five games?
Well, when you get into coaching, you're coaching for your career. I mean, in every game, you're out front and you get evaluated, and that hasn't changed since I've been in this game, and I've been in this game a long time. You worry about the next game. That's what you have to do.
Is there a little bit of a balance, too? I mean, I know injuries have certainly created opportunities for some young players. But what's the balance? Maybe you want to see a young kid play, see what you got for next year, but damn it, you got to win this game this week.
Exactly.
So how do you balance that? I mean,
You do what you think is best. Yeah. That gives you the best chance to win on Sunday.
Yeah.
And if that's a young player, it's a young player. If it's a veteran player, it's a veteran player. And you do that.
I mean, this would be a game, two teams that aren't in playoff contention, to maybe look at the young quarterback to see what he could do. But do you risk that? I mean, you know what the other two guys can do. Do you risk that at the cost of losing another game?
Like I say, you do what you think is best. So if I think the veterans are the best for us, that's who's going to play. If I thought the young guy was the best, then that's who would play.
Do you see any way Stanzi plays this year without injuries to both the other guys?
Well, like I've told you before, that there's always the possibility. Now, I cannot put a scenario out there where two guys going to get hurt and I can guarantee that he's going to play. Who knows what's going to happen, from week to week. Each week is different. Guys get banged up. things change, evaluations change. So as you go through it, you look at it, you evaluate it, and you do what you think is best.
Jamal Charles, the way he's played this season, after what he went through last year, has this been a surprise to you? Are you getting more from him than maybe you anticipated when the season started?
Well, the thing is, you really don't know. When a guy is returning from a major injury, you don't know exactly how he's going to respond, how he's going to come back, and we're pleased with what he's done, you know, to date, because he's running the ball very well, and he adds a playmaking dynamic to the team.
Bob, you said the only thing you can control is getting your team ready each week to play.
Yes.
Well, I guess this will be 12 weeks. Do you think you accomplished that?
Yeah, well, we get them ready to play every week. We just haven't won every week, and that's the difference. And see, and that's the thing about this business. You get evaluated on the wins and on the losses. But the guys, they play, they give good effort, you know, and we've come up short. And so that's not an indictment on them not getting ready to play or them not trying to win. We're trying to win every week.
Are you worried about your job?
Like I told you, when you sign up to be a coach, you know your job is on the line, and it's on the line every Sunday, all right? And so, like I said, the only thing you can control is what you do to prepare to play on Sunday, and we'll see what happens after that.